10:35 the time, 25 minutes before 11 o'clock, and it's now the midday show. Welcome to a Wednesday edition. Delighted to be here. Oh my God, this is going to be such a treat for you. I can't believe how cool the session has been in the last 20 minutes. I've just been listening to this. The show is called Higher Ground. It's a tribute to Stevie Wonder. In studio, we have Doug Starks and Brian Evans going to do some beautiful and select cuts of Stevie Wonder. I'm ready. I know you're ready. Please welcome Doug Starks and Brian Evans.
You are the sunshine of my life. You are. That's why I'll always stay around you. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning, though I've loved you for a million years. And if I thought our love was ending, you know I'd find myself drowning in my own tears. You are the sunshine of my life, you are. That's why I'll always stay around. You are the apple of my eye. Yeah. Forever you'll stay in my heart. You must have known that I was lonely, because you came to my rescue. And I know that this must be heaven right here on earth. How could so much love be inside of you? Oh, you are the sunshine of my life. You are. That's why I'll always stay. Forever you'll stay in my heart. Forever you'll stay in my heart. Forever you'll stay my heart.
This is one of my favorites. Stevie did this. This is also in the soundtrack of Happy Feet.
Looking back on when I was a little nappy-headed boy. Woo. Then my only worry was for Christmas what would be my toy. Even though we sometimes would not get a thing, we were happy with the joy the day would bring. Sneaking out the back door to hang out with those hoodlum friends of mine. Greeted at the back door, a boy, I thought I told you not to go outside. Ooh. trying your best to bring the water from your eyes, thinking it might stop her from whipping your behind. I wish those days could come back once more. What did those days ever have to go? I wish those days could come back once more. Why did those days ever have to go? Cause I love them so. Do 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 do. Brother said he's telling about you playing doctor with that girl. Just don't tell, I'll give you anything you want in this whole wide world. Mama gives you money for Sunday school. You trade yours for candy after church is through. Smoking cigarettes and writing something nasty on the wall. Teacher sends you to the principal's office straight down the hall. Boo-doo-doo. You grow up and learn that kind of thing ain't right. Back while you was doing it, I sure felt out of sight. I wish those days could come back once more. Why did those days ever have to go? I wish those days they could come back once more. Why did those days ever have to go? Cause I loved him so. Do 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 do.
Man, thank you, Brian. Brian Evans, man. This is my main man right here. This is the man who puts it together, keeps it together, directs us. And he's got a hell of an energy and a great smile. So, yeah. So this is like the Shy Guy's national anthem right here. One of my favorite, my Sharia Moore.
Give me a little intro while I do a little of this tea.
I'm gonna drink some hot tea while I sing a song to a hot tea. My Sharia Moore, lovely as a summer day. My Sharia Moore, distant as the Milky Way. My Sharia Moore, pretty little one that I adore. You're the only girl my heart beats for, and how I wish that you were mine. In a cafe, or sometimes on a crowded street, I get near you, but you never notice me.
Hey!
My Sharia Moore, won't you tell me how could you ignore that behind that little smile I wore, that how I wish that you were mine. La la, la 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 la. La 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 la. Maybe someday you'll see my face among the crowd. Maybe someday you'll share your little distant cloud. Sharia Moore, pretty little one that I adore. You're the only girl my heart beats for, and how I wish that you were mine.
La 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 la.
Oh. So let's do this is one of Stevie's earlier hits, like back in the early 70s. For Once in My Life. A lot of people did this, but I don't know if Stevie did it.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I will go where life leads me, and I know that I'll be strong. For once, I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I've got love, I'm gonna make it. For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Mind you can't take it, long as I know I've got love, I'm gonna make it. For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me. For once in my life, someone who needs me. For once in my life, someone who needs me.
Doug Starks and Brian Evans. The show is Higher Ground. We are delighted to have them live in our studio. We'll be having a conversation with them in just a couple of seconds. Stick around. So when someone asks the question, hey man, what do you do? And you say, I blow Stevie Wonder music out of the window. I got to say, thank you so much. First of all, Doug Starks, Brian Evans in studio with us. What a fantastic live set that was. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, man. I enjoyed it.
Oh, and absolutely, we enjoyed it. Yeah. And from the Text Connect and from the sound of the listeners, they enjoyed
really?
It too. Yeah.
Right on.
So tell us about the show, Higher Ground.
So we put this show together back in, was it 2018?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah, he's agreeing, yeah. And we did our first show in that December before the whole pandemic,
right.
And so Brian and I had during the whole pandemic thing, we did a lot of things like working in parks and stuff. We call them pop ups. We just show up.
Just all of a sudden, wow! Live. Here's a guy playing music right in front of me.
Give us one. Extension cord, and we're good to go.
Exactly. But when we got together to do Higher Ground, I mean, it was such a vibe of everybody.
Right.
When they actually put the personalities together, everybody was so on one accord with this music. And then it just came to me like, you know what? This music, Stevie's music, his lyrics, the spirit in which they were written and recorded, it's like a spirit of inclusion and positivity and love. And I'm just like, let's do this. This is kind of like... a music dosage of like spiritual medicine that we do, and that's why we do this.
I've always said that Stevie's music is the soundtrack to our lives.
Yes.
It really is. I don't remember life without Stevie music in the background.
Was there life without Stevie
music? I don't think so. So
callers, you say what, right?
So your first attempt at Stevie Wonder, that has to be a moment of courage, of pure courage, to go, you know what, I'm going to go in front of this group and in front of these people and sing Stevie Wonder.
No, not really.
Oh,
And I don't say that to immodest,
right?
But as you said, you know, Stevie Wonder's music was the backdrop of my life,
right?
And as a very early age, I used to always listen to Stevie, and I just liked the way it felt, and it seemed like it resonated with my little musical ability.
Right.
I just sang along, right. And I learned a lot by listening to him, like doing those like multi-fingered ambidextrous vocal
right.
riffs and whatever. But it just felt natural because it seems like it's a melody that comes from the spirit, not just that person.
Right. So. There's a connectivity to Stevie Wonder music.
I need a thesaurus. I could have said that much quicker. Or just a book of synonyms I can work with.
How did you two find each other?
We were introduced by a mutual friend.
Yeah, Yogi.
And his name is Yogi. Yeah, and who was an amazing drummer.
Yeah, he's one of the original drummers for the Gap Band.
For the Gap Band, yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
At 19 years old, he's playing
the Gap
Band. Yep. Okay.
Dropped a bomb on.
You're going to make me roll into some Gap Band music now. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Last name Wilson.
And there's stories behind the music.
Right, yeah. Oh, see, now we've got a whole new VH1 special here. It's behind the music.
The unauthorized, unofficial, untrue.
So, Brian, I imagine that there were early in life, there were piano lessons for you?
Well, yeah, when I was 5 years old, 5, 6, 7.
Right?
And then I stopped and just went by ear from that point until I got to college and I had to restart.
Right.
Playing piano again.
So do you currently read music?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So, the stopping of that, the stopping of reading and going to just playing by ear, does that lend to some extra creativity?
Absolutely.
It does.
Because you're not stuck to looking at a page.
Right.
And the dots and everyone, you're looking at the page and everyone plays exactly the same. But when you're off the page,
right,
you're in that other zone, improvisation, originality.
Right. Which I noticed that in the live room here for a second, it really just took a glance between the two of you.
Yeah.
It was just a quick glance and all of a sudden, wow. This is off the page.
Yeah, I think he had gas.
That's what it was.
It was more than a glance. It was a stare. I think it was a stare.
It was a leer. Is what it was. It was like, really? Inside here, you're going to do that? Really?
We're in the small room.
No milk. No milk.
I told you.
Dairy free.
Right, please. Right. You're lactose inappropriate. I'm intolerant.
So what's coming up in the next couple of weeks for you guys, or the next couple of months, or the summer?
We are performing at the Coach House Concert Hall June 26th. That's Sunday evening, June 26th at 7 p.m. And we're doing the show Higher Ground. They're celebrating the music of Stevie Wonder. Also in that show, we're going to be doing a raffle, and the proceeds of that raffle are going to go to benefit an organization called One Step in a ministry. And what they do is they help homeless single moms get reorganized and providing what they need, housing, education.
You're making my day.
Housing,
I absolutely
education,
love this.
Right. Healthcare, right. Therapy for them and their children.
Right.
Child care for their children while they enter back into education or the work field. And they help them become self-supporting by their own contributions. And I love what they do. And I'm not a member of their church,
right,
but I am so a neighbor in their effort and labors of love. So I want to help them do everything that they have a vision to do. So
right. And if the rest of us can just take a moment and try and put yourself in the position of a single mom to begin with, and a homeless single mom on top of that, and then... Yeah, that's a worthy cause.
One of the amazing things is that a lot of single moms would choose homelessness and sleeping in a car rather than separate their families.
Right.
Wow. And that's courageous.
Right.
To shoulder that. That's a type of courage and love and commitment that this country was built on.
Right. And that organization, in their helping of the single moms, is actually helping to keep families together.
Right. Yeah.
Give us the name of that once again.
It's called One Step Ministry. And I would love to give you their information. I just got it emailed to me, but I'm using my phone to go live.
Well, that's okay.
But I'll tell you what. They're based out of a church called Terra Nova Church, and it's in Irvine.
Okay.
And you can look that up online called Terra Nova Church on Irvine. You can look at my Facebook page later, and I'll have their information up there.
Right.
And that's Doug Stark's Higher Ground or Doug Stark's Comedy Entertainer, but you can also Google Terra Nova. If you would that for me right now, and we'll give you their phone number. Yes, One Step Ministry, and let's see.
Since Brian, quick on the keys,
the phone number,
man.
Is, this is why I love Brian, man, right? Their phone number is 949-458-2425. That's One Step Ministry. They're a nonprofit here in Irvine. And their phone number is 949-458-2425. You can look them up at onestepministry.org. That's the letter or the word one, stepministry.org. They're happy to have all your support. You can look them up online and see what they do. There's a video on there that will just... it won't break your heart, but it'll break it open.
Right. It'll warm that heart.
Oh, man.
There's the thesaurus for you. Yeah. Right on, man. As much as I liked you when you walked in and loved you while you were performing, I love you even more now.
And it's not your fault.
So if our listeners want to find your music, where do they go? Where can we find your music?
Well, again, we'll be at the Coach House June 26th.
All right.
There's a website that will be launched within the next 4 days.
Okay.
That's going to be called DougStarksHigherGround.com. They can visit our Facebook page called DougStarksHigherGround.com. And there's also a YouTube channel. Guess what it's called?
Brian Evans.
He's psychic. Pick me a lotto number. Yes. So, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well, so...
I got to tell you, this has made my day. Thank you. This has absolutely made my day. Delighted to meet you both. Delighted to have you in studio here. And we will look forward to maybe having you back.
Right on. Hey, man, look, I paid for like an hour of parking, so we're going to be here for another 20 minutes. I don't know what you're doing.
He's going to stretch that 50 cents.
Well, we're going to do it, yeah, right?
Give us the Coach House date one more time.
We're going to be at the Coach House June 26th. That's Sunday.
Right.
The show starts at 7 p.m. in the evenings. The doors open at 5 because they're a full restaurant, so they serve dinner. June 26th, Doug Stark's Higher Ground, celebrating the music of Stevie Wonder. Sunday, June 26th at the Coach House Concert Hall in San Juan Capistrano. And if you want to come with us to Laughlin, Nevada, we're going to be doing a four-day run in Laughlin, Nevada at the Riverside Casino starting September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. We have a couple of different shows. There's so much music that Stevie did.
Oh, my God,
so
yeah.
So two shows are going to be just alike.
All right, and before I let you go, do you have a favorite Stevie album?
Oh, my goodness.
Is there a favorite Stevie album?
Wow. Yeah, the greatest hits.
The greatest hits.
The essentials. Yeah. That's the best. And we have a 10-piece band, by the way.
We have an amazing band.
We're not doing tracks, are we, this
time? No, we're not doing tracks. My favorite Stevie album is... Songs in the Key of Life.
Oh, I love Songs.
That's my favorite commercial Stevie album. But my second favorite album was Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants.
Oh, my goodness.
It's mostly synthesizer. It's a fusion of new age and classical.
Right. I got to go with Talking Book. With Talking Book because and I don't know that he ever came down from the peak because he peaked his entire career. But I think it was the peak of songwriting for me in any form, in any genre of music. That's some songwriting.
Now, do you recall Yvette's Red Now?
I'm sorry.
Do you recall?
Oh, look at you! Oh, look at you! Just pulling it out, man! You're showing off
it's
now.
It's an album.
You're showing off.
Yvette's Red now. All right. You have to look it up.
I'm all over it. All right, once again,
jazz.
Doug Starks, Brian Evans, thank you so much. Woo-hoo. The show is Higher Ground. It's the 26th at the Coach House. Can't wait to see you back.
Yeah, come out.
Thanks,
come
guys.
Out. Thank you.